This is a May Luna Media production. You're listening to Love, Light, and Black Holes. I'm your host, Morgan Garza, here to remind you of your disco ball soul so you can dance with your darkness. If you're sick of love and light spirituality like I was, you're in the right place. We keep it real, go deep, and give voice to your shadow so your light shines even brighter. Enter the void. Welcome back, welcome here, another week of exploration through the love, the light, and the black holes of this human existence. This week's episode is something that I am really excited to talk about because I have been moving through this myself recently and it has been a super potent portal of transformation, and that's your future self. Doing it for your future self, living as your future self, and moving towards this idea that you are creating what it is that you want to see in the future. But before we get started, a little love note and invitation. I created a free future self meditation for you. It is designed to help you connect with who you're becoming. And this is where you visualize, where you get the details, where you get into all of the things that you want to see and feel and have and be. And it's not just who you've been, it's who you're becoming. It's designed to help you connect with what you want to see in the world. You can grab that in the show notes. It is so powerful to do this kind of visualization. This is what athletes do. This is what Olympic gold medalists do. This is what people do every Sunday in the NFL and across all sports. This is the real deal. This visualization is what you want to be doing to create what you want to see in the world. And while you're here, I'd be so grateful if you followed the show, left a quick review, or shared this episode with a friend you know who will love it. This helps me. This helps the podcast. This helps everybody ripple out to the people who need this message and this medicine too. So thank you for being part of that magic. Here we go. Some things serve their purpose, teach their lesson, and then ask to be released. Just like the trees don't chase after the leaves that can no longer give them life once they've fallen to the ground, we too have to let go and trust that bare branches aren't emptiness, but readiness. They are a signal that we are shifting, we are changing, we are in a transformation portal. And while there might not be growth above ground, visible to the naked eye, the roots are deepening. We are getting stronger and more firmly grounded and rooted into where we are, where we want to be, and who we are as people. The turning of the seasons remind us that change is nature's oldest and most consistent promise. The only thing we can count on in the whole of the universe is change, and letting go is how growth begins. So today, while we are talking about the future self, you know I gotta bring this to shadow work, y'all. This is where it all begins. We're talking about what it really means to step into your future self. Not the pink cloud version you see on Instagram and the highlight reel, but the gritty, the real, the liberating version. The illusion versus the reality of a major transition. We are going through a lot collectively and personally right now. This is the first day of fall. This is recorded in September. If you're listening to this after, it is still very relevant. Don't worry. This isn't going to be all about fall. But this time of transition, this quantum crumble that we just went through, and pop back a couple episodes to listen to the quantum crumble episode because it is truly what you need to hear right now if you are in it and going through it and shit is falling off faster than the leaves fall off the trees. But this is a major transition, and many people think that a transformation is clarity and lightness and joy and rainbows and sunshine and all of these beautiful things, but really, it's grief, it's shedding, it's relationships crumbling and boundaries being set sometimes with ferocity and a lot of discomfort. This is something that we don't normally talk about when we're talking about a transition or a spiritual awakening or a becoming, because what they don't tell you is that you're going to be saying no more often. You're going to lose friends and relationships. Silence is going to feel louder. Your circle is going to get smaller. And old coping mechanisms are no longer going to work. You are going to grow out of things that once gave you a lot of comfort and joy. And this is just the reality of growing and transforming. So while you might feel lonely at times in this new adventure, in this new pathway, in this new direction, Know that you are doing it for a purpose. Know that all of this is happening because you are literally in this portal of transformation. And in order to imagine your future self, and in order to bring yourself into the visualization, into seeing them and feeling them and knowing who they are, you first gotta die. You gotta let this shit go. You gotta let your old self depart on that one-way ticket train out of the station, away from your life forever, or you will keep repeating the same shit that is going to keep you in the same place. And your future self isn't just about upgrading to a shinier version of you. This isn't just like getting a new iPhone or the new model of your favorite car. It's about letting old parts die so your true self can finally breathe. We are not bringing old shit into the new. Don't create the new with parts and pieces of your old, thinking, oh, it's fine. This has always worked for me. It's going to keep working, because I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to try and it's going to fail. It's going to blow up in your face and you're going to think, this is so uncomfortable. I really need to let this go. I really need to let this part of myself die. So what is your future self, really? Here's the wild thing. Your brain isn't designed for the present moment. Its default setting is prospection, time traveling into the future, imagining all of the possibilities that can happen, all of the different scenarios, all of the different ways that your current reality can play out. When we have anxiety, we are living in the uncertain future. When we have stress and sadness, we are living in the past. This grief of the past, this uncertainty and anxiety of what's coming and of the unknown. This is a really big piece of not only psychology, but of how you're going to craft and create and move into your future self. Martin Seligman of the Positive Psychology Center argues that memory, motivation, and perception are all organized around what's next. So even though your memory is of the past, your brain isn't just scrapbooking all of these things that happen. It's workshopping. It's trying to say, okay, so if this happened in the past, then I can predict that this next thing will happen in the future. Your brain is constantly, constantly building potential futures. This is called episodic future thinking. The same network that remembers your 10th birthday, your hippocampus, plus the default mode network also recombines these pieces into imagined future scenes. So the memories of your past are combining with what you know to be true, these validating experiences, to predict and create what you imagine, what you can discern to happen in the future. Memory isn't just a scrapbook of all of these things that have happened in your lives. It's a workshop. Your brain reuses this past and rebuilds the future. And this is such a wild thing, because your future self isn't created so much on what you're doing now, even though it is very much, and we'll get into that, but it's also really deeply rooted in your past, in your experiences of what you know to be true, of what you have evidence of happening. So like if you think, okay, well, every time I go on a first date, it's terrible and this awful thing happens to me, so this is always going to happen. Like, not only are you creating that reality with that belief, but that past is also informing the future, so that's what you expect and that is what you make room for, because that is what's familiar and comfortable and known. What's unknown is having a first date that sweeps you off your feet. And this is all just an example. Insert literally any example in here that applies to your life. Having a first date that sweeps you off your feet, having goosebumps all over and knowing that this is the one, feeling this deep certainty in your body, like this is it. These conflicting experiences, one, because it never happened, this validating experience of, oh, fuck, yes, this is it. And the other of, oh, first dates always go bad. They come together, they clash. Your brain cannot comprehend this potential future outcome of having everything work out and having a first day that blows you off your feet, because it's never experienced it. So this lack of experience creates this black hole where you don't know how it happens. You don't know how it exists. So this is where we work on the nervous system and on the shadow. Because here's the thing about manifestation that most coaches won't tell you, and I'm just going to get into it a tiny bit, and then we're going to have an entire episode on it. I've been talking about this for weeks, and it's coming. You cannot affirm your way out of dysregulated nervous system. You cannot stand in the mirror and say, I'm a millionaire. I have the love of my life. I live in the house of my dreams. If you are broke, are not dating anyone, and live in a shitty ass apartment, right? Your nervous system does not know how to imagine these future scenarios that you are putting it into. And so these words are just empty. You are wasting your time. You're wasting your light. You are wasting your energy. Your body is a living archive. It remembers every betrayal, every time you dimmed your light, every signal that said it's not safe to be seen. And it keeps all of this together. And that's the shadow. It's not just the psychological concept, but the somatic imprint of the parts of you that you've had to hide to survive. And if that's not what you want to bring into your future self, then that's what we have to heal. That's what we have to address. That's what we have to look at first. Because there is no visualization into the future without recognizing and accepting where you are in the present. And here's why this involves the nervous system. Because if that shadow story is still running, then that is what you will keep looping. Every time you try to step into future you, your body slams on the brakes. That's not sabotage, that's survival. So future self work isn't about visualization only. It is nervous system repatterning. It is shadow work. When you integrate the shadow, you meet the hidden story with compassion instead of denial. You say, I love you, I understand why you're here. I've gotten to the root. I know the origin of this story, and I am now bringing you into a place where you feel safe to be seen and be heard and live because you exist. There's no getting rid of the shadow, right? We're not doing this work so that we can eradicate ourselves of these shadows, of these memories, of these very real past experiences. We're doing it so that we can grow bigger to hold them, so that we can move into a place where they don't consume us, but we carry them with more strength than we ever could have before. So then your body starts to relax and it realizes, okay, maybe this new way of being isn't dangerous. Maybe it is safe to expand. Maybe I can move into these more imaginatory, fun, what if scenarios because you're not constantly living in this trauma. And once your nervous system feels safe, your future self becomes available. It's like it's there. It's like it starts glimmering out of the shadows and into the light, and you can start seeing the form of your future self. You can act from them, embody them, receive as them, because your body is no longer dragging you back to yesterday's safety strategies and keeping you small as a form of literal protection. You can't build the future on nervous system quicksand. You are going to fall through into the shadow, be consumed by this black hole, and never get any closer to A of all healing all of this trauma, and B of all imagining and becoming and creating and visualizing your future self. So we focus on the shadows so that we can integrate them, and they become the future. They become the soil. They become the fertilizer that creates this future self for us because we are no longer living dysregulated. And this is really something that I wish more people who taught manifestation would talk about. But the regulation of the nervous system has to happen first before anything can start to ripple out of that. So that means breathing, shaking, dancing, doing EFT tapping, taking a walk, or even self-talk in the third person, listening to something that you love to listen to, music, a podcast, something really inspirational. I love putting on Alan Watts to lo-fi beats on Spotify and just listening to like these beautiful, profound, magnetic speeches of him to paired with this dope music. And it really gets me in the mood. It makes me feel like this like inspirational speech vibe. And then I feel like I can step into that vision, into that version of me who is outside of what I'm currently experiencing. And that way, your body is primed to receive it instead of reject it. And y'all know I had to bring shadow work into this, but it really is. This is the way, this is the anchor, this is the roots of all of it. And here's what really blows my mind. Here's where it gets trippy. The brain can't tell the difference. The brain doesn't actually know the difference between a memory, what's happening right now, or something that you're imagining. And neuroscience shows that when you vividly imagine something, your brain lights up in the same regions as if you were actually doing it. I was reading the Joe Dispenza book, You Are the Placebo. In this book, he talks about a study where they had two groups. One group, they had do these very specific exercises physically in a gym. The other group, they had them imagine doing these exercises, visualize them, but sitting in a chair, not actually doing them the same way the other group was. And then they measured them after, and they saw that the muscle growth was the exact same in both groups. So the group that was physically doing the exercises in the gym had the same muscular growth and tone and all of it as the group that was sitting there visualizing it. That's fucking crazy. That is so insane. So that's why athletes use this mental rehearsal, picturing themselves running the race, making the touchdown, shooting the basket, getting all of these things precisely, exactly right. Because this visualization helps create the future self. And this is why you need my meditation. Go grab it in the show notes. It is going to bring you into this place of moving through shadow work and getting into the visualization of creation. So you can start feeling it now and creating it step by step. So when you imagine your future self, your brain codes it as if it's happening. You rehearse future you walking into a room, confident, grounded, magnetic, meeting that person, slaying that business meeting, standing strong up against someone who is challenging you. Your nervous system starts wiring that in as reality because you first addressed the shadow. You're not trying to skip over this and go straight into visualization and say, let me just skip this step, right? It starts with shadow work, and then you go into nervous system regulation, and then you can go into visualization. That's when you embody future you in your mind, and opportunities start aligning in your life, and you literally become a magnet for the version of reality you've been rehearsing. How dope is that? We can create our realities. This has always been known, but what isn't talked about is the shadow work piece. And it's not just something that you dream your future self into being, right? It's something that you practice into being into the world until the world has no choice but to believe it too and to follow suit. And after a portal of transformation, it is so crucial to keep this practice up because your nervous system craves certainty after chaos. It is scrambling for something solid. But that can also mean that you slip back in past patterns, relationships, behaviors, beliefs, ways of being, because they're familiar. It's like a well-worn path. This is where you must dive head first into the unknown and find comfort there through trust in yourself and trust in the universe. Otherwise, you'll be right back to square one, feeling rattled as hell and no closer to your desires. So if you've just gone through a quantum crumble, if you are in a period of massive transformation, this is when you need it the most, because it's a slippery fucking slope to go right back to what is familiar. This is discipline. This is when you really move into the practice of saying, it is really uncomfortable for to me in this transition phase, to be in the unknown, to be between two places, to be without something that I had before that was an anchor. But this is where you really put this into practice so that you can say, okay, yeah, this is uncomfortable. Duh. This is all new. I've never been here before. I've never felt like this. I've never had this potential reality in front of my face. But when you give yourself the chance to actually sit with it instead of try to change it, try to soothe, try to have these coping mechanisms that you previously used, try to escape, then you really start feeling like, hey, yeah, I can do this. This is okay. I'm really uncomfortable. And I asked for this. You fucking asked for this. And this is when it really gets magical. Because this is devotion. Devotion to yourself, devotion to your future, devotion to not repeat the past. And this is where you start making micro decisions that affect the macro. So for example, if your past self that you are moving away from would typically scroll on Instagram, watch a bunch of episodes, eat bad food, not exercise, ignore the like signals and askings and beggings of the body, that is not going to work for where you're going. So even though you think like, oh, it's just one more episode. Oh, it's just one bag of chips. Oh, it's just one more hour on Instagram. It's a micro decision that affects the macro. And since we're human, we all need indulgences from time to time. But this is where the slope is slippery because you're acting as if you were in your old self rather than letting that die and creating different indulgences that your future self, your new self, the person that you're becoming can better embody. And that doesn't mean that everyone's perfect. That doesn't mean that I don't spend one extra hour scrolling Instagram or get lost in some episode binge, right? Or eat that fucking cookie. It means that I try to have more micro actions that are in the direction of my future self than not. And science backs this. Studies show that when people see age-progressed images of themselves, like usually older with grayer hair, with more wrinkles done by AI, they make smarter long-term choices in the micro now, like saving more money or spending less of it or eating healthier, or working out more, or drinking water, or taking supplements. Because their older self feels real. It feels tangible. It feels like, okay, this is someone that I can visualize. I can see them and oh shit, that scared the shit out of me to see myself like that. So I am going to do these things so that my knees creak less and so that my skin is a little less wrinkly by drinking water and I get maybe an extra hour of sleep by going to bed an hour earlier. And you do these things because you realize that, yeah, that's going to happen. Like I remember when I was in high school, I literally could not visualize being in my 30s. That felt ancient. That felt so far away. I couldn't, like, my imagination couldn't go there. I just couldn't grasp it. And had I known what would happen in my 30s, maybe I would have made more micro actions, micro decisions that would have better affected my macro. Because shit got real in my 30s and there were so many things that I did when I thought I was invincible and young and had all this time and had all this youth and had all this vitality and on and on and on. And now all of that shit's changing and all of that shit is catching up with me. So imagine that happening in your 60s and your 70s and your 80s and your 90s. What are you doing for that person now? How are you protecting them? How are you serving them? How are you not treating them like a stranger, but as a beloved part of you? Because this is really where shit starts to change. And it's not just the physical, it's not just physical health. It's these little decisions, like maybe rather than watching one more episode, finally making your Etsy shop or finally starting your Instagram account for your business or finally reading that book that so many people have told you about that is surely going to change your life, but you have some weird resistance to it because it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to put a spotlight on all of the things that you're doing now that don't really align with where you want to go. These micro actions, these micro decisions really do add up. And as I'm looking back on my life, I mean, no regrets. You know, I just, now that I know better, I do better. And that's all I can do for my future self is start doing better now. Start treating myself better now as if I see this beautiful old woman with long flowing gray hair and wrinkles that are a map of my life on my face and really showing the fuck up for her because no one else is gonna do it. And I want to be loved by my future self, not like, man, she was a piece of shit and look at this, you know, predicament that we're in now because I was a heathen. Like, yes, I very much was a heathen for my entire 20s. And obviously, I'm okay, but there are things that I wish I would have done better for my future self now. So I'm starting now. I'm doing it now. And this is when you get specific about it, when you act as if your future self already exists. Because this isn't just a fantasy you're cooking up in your head. Physics suggests that they really do already exist. There's a concept in quantum physics called retrocausality, where effects can influence causes, meaning time doesn't always move in a straight line forward. And this has just been proven by negative time and all of these studies coming out. Some experiments with subatomic particles have even shown that choices made now can ripple backward to change outcomes in the past. This is the quantum shit, dude. And this is where you really realize that nothing that we know exists in the way that we think it does. Let that sink in. If the future can reach back and shape the past, then your future self isn't waiting for you at the finish line. They're already here, tugging on you in the present, whispering, "Drink some fucking water. Call your mom." So when you imagine them, embody them, and practice them, you're not just creating something new. You're syncing up with a lifetime that already exists, this timeline that is already there, that you just need to move towards, that you just need to make the right decisions to start embodying now. Because the future isn't later, it's a frequency, and your future self is already broadcasting. Your job now is to tune in. And bringing it back to the shadow, positive thinking alone is not gonna cut it. There's no love and light around here, as you know. So we've got to instead go into the shadow, into the things that block us and hold us back. Research on mental contrasting shows that dreaming and naming obstacles works way better. Realizing that when you can identify it, which is my four-step process of shadow work, the first is identification, awareness. You cannot help or heal or address anything that you are not aware of, that you do not directly identify. And this is so massive in creating the outcome that you wish to see in the world, because you are calling it in and realizing that you are the person that put it there and that you are the person that can move through these shadows and traumas and grief and shame and whatever else is there that is blocking you from realizing that your future self is just around the corner. So the sequence goes like this. Identify and name the shadow. Is it safety? Is it belonging? Is it control? Is it disbelief? Is it something around worth? And then regulate it. Breath work, shaking, dancing, moving, somatic work, writing in your journal. Make this make sense to you and get it out of your body. The body keeps the score. There's so much mapped of your trauma in your body that is physical and becomes dis-ease that getting it out of your physical form is so, so important. And then visualize the future you. With that safety baked in, with that showing up for yourself by moving, by breathing, by doing something, and then you are resourced and you are grounded and you are supported. And then take a micro action. Do one tiny step for that version of you today. Do one thing that is going to make future you so, so happy, even if that's just drinking one more glass of water or going to bed 20 to 30 minutes earlier or watching one fewer episode or turning off social media for the day or going for a little short walk or calling someone who always pops in your head but you never really connect with, and then who knows what that relationship turns into in the future and how that can shape you. Your nervous system will say, "This is familiar and this is safe," and suddenly that action feels like relief instead of resistance. Regulate first, rehearse second, then the right action feels like relief. And then you're not at this war of saying, "I'm a millionaire," and looking in the mirror and having negative $1,000 in your account. This is alchemy. This is how you truly turn something into something else. And where you look, reality organizes. So when you look within, you can reorganize the reality. When you look far ahead into the future on the linear time that we unfortunately ascribe to here, you can start organizing your future self into that future, into that place, into that that timeline that you see into the future. So grab my meditation, grab the visualization down below. It's in the show notes. It's here for you to start moving into this place of embodiment, but first of awareness. Because stepping into your future self isn't just about letting go. It's about stepping forward into the unknown, taking that leap, trusting in yourself and in the universe, and saying, I'm going to show up. I don't know what I'm showing up for, but I am showing up. And that's exactly how this podcast was born. I had no intention of starting this podcast just however long ago, what, 6-7 weeks? I got to Mexico for a 5-week trip and had a totally different plan of the business that I was going to build. And all of a sudden I was like, you know what? I trademarked Love, Light, and Black Holes in 2020. This was always going to be something that I wanted to create, that I wanted to turn something into. I didn't know exactly what it was or what it would be, but I saved it. I bought the domain. I trademarked it. I made the Instagram account. I did all of these things back then. And I'm so happy as my future self 5 years later that I did that, that I not only had that protection for my IP, but also that I started this momentum, that I created something then that I didn't know what it was, but that it would serve me later. My future self is so served by that micro action. I mean, it wasn't a big deal to do that. I mean, trademarking is kind of like a long, drawn out process, but it's not hard. I am so glad that I did this for my future self. And I don't know what this is turning into, but I'm sure that me showing up every week, sharing what I have, whatever it is I share, and thank you for listening, is going to turn into something that I'm going to be so grateful for in the future. And I don't need to know what that is. I can detach from the outcome and enjoy the journey because I have no clue where this is going. And I don't necessarily want to outline a very specific outcome that I want to happen in the future. I more just kind of want to see where this goes and what it brings out of me and what it heals in me and what I can show up for in my future self as what I'm doing now. Because 6 months ago, when I was in the super depths of grief of losing my dad, I could have never imagined that I would be doing this now. There was no way. I had all these ideas. I was in this liminal space. It was like I was living between the worlds where I was literally psychic. I was tapped into this like creativity hub where like this collective creative idea place that I could draw from and add to. And it was a wild, visceral feeling. And maybe I'll talk about that one day on an episode because it was insane. I was literally psychic. But I couldn't like get anything into action then. It was just like I was this idea ball. I was on fire. I was electric. And now that I am bringing all of that down, I'm distilling that from the metaphysical into the physical. I am so grateful that I had that experience 6 months ago of just these ideas being birthed and this wild and reckless abandon to see where anything went. And now I'm actually doing it. And I am showing up every day for whatever this is that I'm building and creating and exploring and expanding in myself, because I know that my future self is going to be very grateful for this foundation that I'm setting now. That whatever this is going to turn into, I am going to have done these micro moves. So have that hard conversation, do that workout, drink that water, take those supplements, and that's when the magic happens. That's when the synchronicities line up. That's when the opportunities drop in. That's when that chance meeting happens that changes your fucking life. Your energy expands because your body knows it's safe. So this week, don't just think about your future self. Embody them. Do one thing today that makes them real, that pushes you out of your comfort zone, that draws you away from this potential quantum crumble that you have just gone through, because I guarantee you experienced some shit in this last eclipse portal and in 2025 as a whole in general, because shit really got real. Because when you live as your future self now, the universe has no choice but to meet you there. I'll see you next week. Love, light, and black holes. Thanks for diving into the void with me. If today lit something up in you or cracked something open, follow the show and leave a review so we can magnetize more shame slayers and shadow sparklers into this world. Want more? Step through the portal at lovelightandblackholes.com. That's where the wild magic lives. Until next time, Dance with your darkness like it's your favorite song, and watch the whole universe light up.